We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Check out Ross's daily betting podcast. That's Bet Sweats. And that's live every weekday from 10 a.m. to noon on Radio.com. Ross, I'll tell you right now, not many guests, I don't think any guest has a longer intro than that. So you better deliver with all of that build up there. How you doing, bud?
I am doing great. I appreciate it. I'm going to try to deliver. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. I'm in your neck of the woods, kind of, I guess. I'm in Ohio right now. Different really? Aspect of the state, though. I'm in Oxford, Ohio. Tomorrow night,
you got the Miami game,
Ball
right?
State versus yeah. Miami, Ohio. I'm trying to get my Dustin Fox on.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did they put you up in that lodge out in the middle of nowhere? Because that's where I had them last year. ESPN put us up, and it's like you feel like you're in the middle of like Camp Crystal Lake in like a Jason Voorhees movie, Friday the 13th. Is that where you're
no,
at?
No, I'm actually downtown, and it's like I can walk to everywhere. It's nice.
You're lucky.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm not gonna, with paparazzi and everything. I don't want to give out the exact location, but it's nice. I can walk to a bunch of places, so which is key because this hotel does not have food. So, for CBS, you actually have to get there a couple days early for testing. So I'm just kind of here for a couple days, working on stuff, talking with people like you guys, and walking somewhere in my flip flops, even though it's freezing, to get food.
Say hi to my boy,
well, Ross. Ross, we are 4 minutes past the trade deadline, and, we don't think the Browns did much of anything. Now, that caused some unrest here with some of the fan base. My gosh, hey, you're 4-5-3, and you've got some holes, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Dustin and I have kind of been arguing about with some of the fans just that, hey, if you're Andrew Berry, you got to think about the here and now, and you also have to think about next year and beyond. They are not the Steelers. They are not the Ravens in terms of just bringing somebody in low risk. So what do you make of the deadline coming and going and Andrew Berry really not being that aggressive here at the deadline?
Not really surprised. I wouldn't be that aggressive. I don't think that you would want him to be overly aggressive right now. I think he knows that the goal is Super Bowls. The goal is to have sustained success. Maybe they can make a small move this year that gives them a chance to go to the playoffs this year. But is that really the right move long-term for the franchise? Probably not. I mean, he's young. Stefanski's young. They're trying to I think they're trying to build sustained success. I think they will, by the way. Depending on Baker, of course. But I think that they will. And I don't think – although, look, it's not that big a deal to like trade a 6th-round pick for Everson Griffin or guys like that. It's not like you're mortgaging the future for moves like that. But there's always finances involved, et cetera. Doesn't seem to me like there was very many moves, period.
Ross, when you look at that game on Sunday, the Browns and the Vegas Raiders, it was a really kind of weird game. The weather conditions were a huge factor. Both teams were just going to try to run the football. The Raiders possessed the football for nearly the entire second half. I mean, it was crazy. The Browns had 46 plays. Is there anything you can take away from that game, or do you just kind of throw it out because it was so bizarre?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I think on the one hand, you almost throw it out as it relates to Baker's performance a little bit just because the wind was so bad. So, and it was such a factor. So a little bit, I think it's hard to put too much into that part of it, you know, the passing game part of it. Although, you know, I mean, that's part of playing in Cleveland, right? Like, you're going to have windy games. You're kind of right there on the lake. So you're going to have some windy games from time to time. The other part of it, though, sorry, I had to sneeze real quick.
God bless you.
The other part of it, though, is, like, they're supposed to be the big physical running team. And they got out physical. Like, they got – they lost the rushing yardage battle. So it's kind of mixed emotions. Like, forget the Baker part of it. I thought they were built to win these games. Like, I thought that was – that was the whole idea with Conklin and Jedrick Wills, and I know Chubb's hurt, whatever, but that was the idea, is we're going to win these games. We're going to be more physical. We're going to be able to win the bad weather games, and they weren't able to get it done, and it wasn't real pretty. So I think that part of it is a negative.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ross. I think that was probably the biggest takeaway, and it was one that, you know, kind of left a few fans here in Cleveland with their arms in the air going, what the heck? I thought we were this physical football team. Now, you mentioned they've got some injuries. I'm curious to know, as a former offensive lineman, if you lose a guy, now your whole offensive line is considered to be a physical unit, but if you lose a guy like Wyatt Teller, who has really kind of been the mauler, and does that or should that tend to affect how you guys go out and play on Sunday? I mean, is he that big of a piece that you kind of lose your identity as a football team?
So you are talking to a guy, Chico, that was not a very good player, but I was sort of the tone setter. You know, that was what I brought to the table, probably because I wasn't very good. I had to be that guy. I had to be the enforcer, or whatever you want to call me, right? The jerk. Whatever, I didn't care. And there is no doubt in my mind that stuff rubs off on other people a little bit. It's a couple things. It's like you see somebody else doing it, and you realize, like, you're going to look bad if you're not also doing it. You're going to look bad on film by comparison if you're not putting forth the same type of effort, if you're not trying to be physical. But then there's also, like, a real – I tell this people all the time, you know, you're not family, you're not brothers, but you're in this together, man. Like, if that guy's bull rushing you, you know, it is my job. He's bull rushing you. That is bad for your body. That's bad for your back. These D linemen are absolute monsters. I got to come over. I got to put my helmet right in his ribs and knock him the heck off of you. Otherwise, I'm screwing you over. I'm hurting your back for the next 60 years of your life if I don't come over, if he's bull rushing you, and go tattoo that guy. Well, I expect the same. If I'm getting bull rushed and you're freed up, you better put your helmet right in that dude's ribs and try to break him. Like, I take that stuff seriously, and watching Wyatt Teller, I love that dude because he's one of those guys. Everybody should play the game the way he does. I do think it has an impact. Hubbard's a great backup. He's done a really nice job having the depth that a guy like Hubbard provides. But Teller was seriously kicking some you-know-what and taking names this year. And I think they did lose a little bit of an edge when he went out.
Ross Tucker is with us on the hotline. Ross, the Browns are 5-3. Should the Browns fans be excited about this or disappointed that they lost that game and they're not 6-2? I mean, that Raiders game was huge in terms of the tiebreaker. You know, that could be looming large later in the season. But if you're a Browns fan, should you be happy?
You know, I feel like such a cop-out today. Both, man. I mean, be happy that you're 5-3. Be happy that the GM knows what he's doing. Be happy that the head coach knows what he's doing. Be disappointed in the missed opportunity that was Sunday. You know, but and I know you guys are so Cleveland-centric, as you should be. Just to kind of put it in perspective a little bit, though, there are a lot of teams that have playoff aspirations like the Browns that had what I would argue are almost inexcusable losses, or at least losses that we're going to point to later, right? Like, the Ravens ran for over 200 yards against the Steelers. There's no way they should have lost that game. The Rams, 31 first downs. The Dolphins have 8, and the Rams lose that game. The Packers lose to the Vikings at home. You know, the Titans lose by 11 to the Bengals. So I just mentioned that to say that, yeah, you should be disappointed, but there's a lot of fan bases around the NFL. I do have these radio hits a bunch of different places. There's a lot of fan bases right now that they're like, how do we lose that game? That game's going to come back to haunt us. Yeah, I mean, there was like 5 or 6 of them on Sunday.
Ross, I find myself, and I'm sure many fans do across the country, of – you know, man, you think you believe in one team and think you know what this team's all about, and then kind of to your point, what you just mentioned, oh, wait a minute, they shouldn't lose games like that. But that's happening all over the place. So let's go back to Baltimore-Pittsburgh. You know, Baltimore last year was this, I mean, when they got going, and of course they lost to the Browns, and then after that, that was it. I mean, they just ran roughshod over everybody. Give us an idea of what's going on with the Ravens. Obviously, that involves Lamar Jackson. And just how much are you buying the Pittsburgh Steelers, both sides of the ball, as far as being, you know, maybe the best team in the National Football League?
So here's the deal with Baltimore. They missed a golden opportunity last year. It's really, really hard. I mean, it's so hard to get the number one seed. All they had to do was win 2 home playoff games, first Tennessee, then the Chiefs, to go to the Super Bowl. Now, this year, they're more banged up. They lose Ronnie Stanley, their franchise left tackle. Now, this year, they also teams have a little bit of a better feel for their offense, and they're stacking the box, stacking the middle of the field, trying to force Lamar Jackson to throw the ball outside of the numbers, which is not his strength. And so now they already have 2 losses to the Chiefs and the Steelers. They're essentially 2.5 games behind the Steelers, which means – they're going to make the playoffs as a wild card, and you're going to have to win 3 road playoff games. Really, really hard to do. Really unlikely. And so that's why last year when all the Ravens fans were like, oh, well, we'll get them next year. It's not how it works, unfortunately. It becomes very, very difficult. And so now they're in a tough spot where teams have a better feel for them. They're more beat up, and they're going to have a much tougher road to hoe. Although they ran the ball a lot more effectively than I thought they would. As for the Steelers, I've said, you know, every Tuesday, and we're gonna talk every Tuesday, I do my power rankings on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I've had the Steelers number 1 for 3 or 4 weeks. I think they're the best team in football. I think they're the only team that doesn't have a weakness. Now, that doesn't mean the Chiefs wouldn't beat them if they played head-to-head one time. I mean, they might, but the Chiefs have some defensive issues at times. The Chiefs have some O-line issues. You can't really – I mean, the Steelers are good everywhere. And they're going to lose some games. I thought they would lose Sunday to the Ravens, to be honest with you. They found a way to win. But they are the best team. They're the only team I would say is complete. I think right now, if I had to call it, I would say a Bucks-Steelers Super Bowl, because I think those are by far the 2 most complete teams in each conference.
You buying Daniel Jones or selling Daniel Jones?
Probably selling. I mean, it's been long enough now that, you know, those 2 turnovers, the interceptions he threw, I mean, he started 20-some games now. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you think that he would have played enough and made those mistakes enough that he would have it figured out. I don't know. Back in the day, they used to say that you can't judge a quarterback till their 3rd year. Nobody has the patience for that anymore. And too many guys do too many good things year 1 and year 2 to really let them have the 3rd year. So I think I'd have to sell it.
All right, Ross. Well, in closing, if you're gonna try to be like our buddy Dustin Fox up there in Oxford, you better have a very expensive man purse that you're walking around on campus with. You know,
does he have like a Louis Vuitton? Is he one of those guys? Okay.
Probably one of many.
Listen, I'm a DB, brother. Come on.
I was just going to say, he's a pretty boy skill guy. You know, this goes back to him being able to dunk like he could in high school and all the girls loving him. And he would dunk and then he'd jog back on defense. He'd wink at the cheerleaders. I know how Dustin rolled. So pretty boy, he's got a six-pack. He's probably got calves in his forearms and veins. And so that was pretty boy. He puts lotion on after he takes a shower. I know
I do, actually.
The guy Dustin is. And then he's got those Louis Vuitton handbags. Totally. I'm an offensive lineman from Central Pennsylvania. I will be wearing sneakers tomorrow night for the game because you don't see them on TV.
I do rock sneakers for the games, though. I do that. It's way more comfortable.
You know what, though? You rock clean white sneaks with your suit that looks all stylish and cool. And everybody's like, oh, man, look at Dustin Fox. He's got the gel on his hair, and he's rocking those clean white sneaks, like the Air Force Ones with his suit. I know how you roll. I know your type.
And the Louis Vuitton scarf, too. You have to have the matching scarf.
Yeah. Oh, he always does.
Chico, Ross, have you ever worn a scarf in your whole life?
No, I have not. And honestly, one of his scarves is probably about the same price as my car, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. I think when I see guys with scarves or umbrellas, I think, A, they're not tough, and B, it's a cry for help. It's a cry for attention.
Ross, you're good the stuff, best. Ross. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Take care.
See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.